Elon Musk claims Doge discovered $330 million in SBA loans given to kids. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 24, 2025. Elon Musk revealed that the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, discovered the Small Business Administration, SBA, had given more than $300 million in loans to children under 11 years old. During a cabinet meeting on Monday at the White House, President Donald Trump spoke about how his administration had done a lot of cutting, specifically in relation to people who weren't attending jobs or doing their jobs. Trump also spoke about how his administration was finding fraudulent contracts, and noted that Musk and his team at Doge had caught many fraudulent contracts. A case of fraud was with the Small Business Administration, where they were handing out loans, $330 million worth of loans to people under the age of 11, Musk revealed. I think the youngest, Kelly, was a nine-month-year-old who got a $100,000 loan. That's a very precocious baby we're talking about here. In a post on X, Musk responded to a post from the Doge account which revealed that the SBA was now requiring date of birth collection for all direct loan applications, and was pausing the direct loan process for those under 18 and above 120 years old. No more loans to babies or people too old to be alive, Musk wrote in his post. Breitbart News's Hannah Knudsen reported on Friday that Doge revealed it had canceled 105 more contracts, with a ceiling value of $935 million. The Doge website currently states that roughly 6,637 contracts have been terminated, totaling $20 billion in savings. For Doge's website, the contracts listed below have been posted publicly on fpds.gov. FPDS posting of the contract termination notices can have up to a one-month lag. There may be discrepancies, SIC, between FPDS, USS spending and the posted numbers, the latter of which originate directly from agency contracting and grant officials. During the cabinet meeting, U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, Secretary Brooke Rollins revealed that the USDA had canceled the $300,000 contract educating on food justice for queer and transgender farmers in San Francisco, among other things. A similar contract we canceled in New York. Again, educating transgender and queer farmers on food justice and food equality, Rollins added. I'm not even sure what that means, but apparently the last administration wanted to put our taxpayer dollars towards that.